East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
KZN Education has confirmed that special schools across the province have now received their norms and standards funding. Concerns were raised over payment delays, with some schools demanding urgent action. According to the DA, Truro Pre-Vocational in Chatsworth shut its doors due to lack of funds, while Pro Nobis in Dundee faced closure after waiting for months. The KZN Public Servants Association said that in Thokozweni, special school in Edendale chose not to open this term as parents were worried about unreliable transport, while Ukukanyi Yakum Singa was closed over funding issues. The department says it understands the crucial role special schools play in educating learners with diverse needs. It says going forward, it will ensure that all schools receive their allocations on time. Meanwhile, Nomarishia Kaluza from Teachers Union SATU says that teachers also are affected because they're unable to work. She says they've raised the issue of payments with both the department and the Premier this year.
The South African Schools Act is very clear on how the finances are given or allocated to schools. So for things to run smoothly in special schools as in our ordinary schools, the department has to adhere to these policies and ensure that when it is time to disperse these funds, they just do that without a delay, so that there can't be a delay in teaching and learning.
Itakwini says it's clamping down on truck operators for non-compliance. The municipality issued a warning over the transportation of hazardous materials, saying those found breaking the rules will be dealt with. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The statement from the city comes after a truck operator was fined 800,000 rand recently for using an expired license and not paying its traffic fines. The driver was stopped during a routine inspection on South Coast Road and Solomon Nhlanga Drive. During the operation led by the Itakwini Transport Authority, Metro Police and Border Management, officers found fake dangerous goods permits and arrested a woman accused of making them. Fake stamps and ulcer permits were also confiscated. The Itakwini Transport Authority says unroadworthy trucks and non-compliance remain a serious concern in and around Durban. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Parliament's ad hoc committee is set to hear testimony from a new witness today. Former Police Minister Bekkie Gele is to share evidence over 2 days at the inquiry probing allegations of police corruption. Gele is expected to share insight into a 2019 work study, which established a new SAP structure without the Political Killings Task Team. It was used by Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu as justification for his move to disband the unit. And Israel's top court will hear a petition demanding media access to Gaza. The Foreign Press Association, an organization representing international media outlets in Israel and the Palestinian territories, has approached the Supreme Court. It says the block on foreign reporters has hindered the media's ability to cover the conflict. Since the start of the Gaza war in 2023, Israeli authorities prevented foreign journalists from entering the territory, taking only a handful of reporters inside on tightly controlled visits alongside its troops. Earlier this month, Israel started pulling back troops from some areas of the territory as part of a US-led plan to end the war. A recap of our lead story, KZN Education has confirmed that special schools across the province have now received their norms and standards funding. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.